理课堂听 class.com。
Everyone, welcome to Studio Classroom Online. I'm your teacher, Vicki. It's great to be with you today. Today we want to continue with our lesson, Who Am I?
That's right. We're going to be looking at the fourth characteristic or the fourth category, that is the people who are phlegmatic.
That's right. We've been talking about the different types of personalities. First, we talked about the sanguine, right?
Right. And then we talked about choleric people and then melancholic people. We're going to be looking at the last category, phlegmatic people, today.
Perhaps some of you fall into this category, so stick around and find out more about it right now. Join us as we read on page 14.
Who am I? Phlegmatic. Most people get along well with phlegmatic people because they are relaxed, peaceful, and easygoing. They are usually patient and lead well-balanced lives. They rarely get upset and they can easily calm others down. Phlegmatic people take life slow and easy. They are almost never in a hurry. But this can be a weakness as well as a strength. Phlegmatic people can be unmotivated and indecisive. They sometimes avoid responsibility and take life too easily.
Well, students, we're taking a look now at the last personality type. And as we mentioned, as we ended the program last time, that Steve kind of falls into this category. It's called the phlegmatic.
Well, that guy on page 14 with the umbrella in his hand, it looks like he doesn't have a care in the world. Yeah, he kind of looks like me.
I think he does, Steve. On a rainy day, I could see you out there like that. It's true. People that are like this don't seem to worry about much. They're pretty easygoing.
That's right. And that's what the text says right here. Most people get along well with phlegmatic people because they're relaxed, peaceful, and easygoing. They don't create a lot of demands. They're easygoing. They're casual. People like to hang out with them. It's fun to be around them.
Right. I think it's simply because they don't make waves. They don't create a lot of problems in the world. They're pretty quiet, pretty easygoing. But it can bother others if they're too easygoing, if they feel like they're not very motivated. That might bother people.
That's right. Again, these qualities that we are talking about have both positive and negative characteristics, negative qualities about them. So if you're too relaxed, I'm guilty of that sometimes. People who want to get something done, people who want to be in a hurry, they get very angry and very frustrated with phlegmatic people.
Okay, so they're relaxed, peaceful, and peaceable, we might say as well, and easygoing. So this whole idea of being easygoing just means that they don't worry about things so much in life. They're just taking things quite easily, right?
That's right. Let's take a look at this word easygoing in today's skit.
Boss is wonderful. He's so easygoing. He never gets upset. Oh, watch this. Oh, no! I dropped my laptop computer.
Your new expensive laptop computer?
It was an accident.
Well, that's okay. We'll buy you another one.
Oh, thank you. See, I told you he's easygoing. Oh, listen to this. Oh, boss, you know that big report I'm working on?
The one that's due this afternoon?
Yes. It it won't be ready. I'm sorry.
What?
Oh, I'm busy.
Okay, just do the best you can.
Oh, thank you so much. Isn't he easygoing? He doesn't worry about anything. Oh, boss, my cat is really sick today. Can I take the afternoon off?
Well...
Please?
Okay. Go home and take care of your kitty.
Thank you, thank you. See? Isn't he easygoing?
Sounds like you're having a really bad day.
Not really. I just made all those things up so that everyone could see how easygoing you are.
Me? Easygoing?
Well, yeah.
Well, you're fired.
Fired?
Yes, fired.
Fired? Oh, maybe he's not as easygoing as I thought.
Okay, so people who are easygoing are relaxed. They are informal and tolerant of people and things, right?
Mm-hmm. They're very casual. Well, let's learn a little bit more about phlegmatic people. It says they're usually patient, not always, but usually patient, and lead well-balanced lives. And well-balanced life means you have fun, but you also know when to be serious. You know when to work. You know when to play. There's that balance there that phlegmatic people have.
Right. I think of people who are not, don't have the extremes, maybe. I think other personalities often go to the extremes. Maybe they work too hard and they don't get enough rest, or maybe they rest all the time and don't, or they play all the time. We think about the sanguine person having fun all the time and maybe not knowing when to get serious or get to work.
Exactly. Well, they rarely get upset. We're talking about phlegmatic people still, and they can easily calm others down. Some would say that they're good peacemakers. If there is an argument in the house and there's a phlegmatic that comes along, they're able to bring peace between those two people who are fighting.
Okay, so they rarely get upset. They don't get upset often, or they don't get angry often. Now, when we talked about the choleric person, we said they're easily angered. So they have a hot temper. They get angry easily, but the phlegmatic person doesn't. They're easygoing. They don't get angry easily. And it says they like to calm other people down. So when other people get angry, the phlegmatic comes alongside and tries to make peace.
Okay, moving along to the next paragraph, we learn that phlegmatic people take life slow and easy.
Steve, that does remind me of you a little bit. You like to take things slow and easy. When you have a meal, you don't like to rush it. You like to enjoy it, right?
I do. That's just part of who I am. But that bothers some people. Even though I'm almost never in a hurry, remember, some people are in a hurry, some people who are not phlegmatic. And there's a clash. There's a little problem sometimes with that.
Right. It says here, this can be a weakness as well as a strength. So it can be a strength in the fact that it's good to take life slow sometimes or slowly and sometimes really enjoy the things around you and the people around you. But this can bother those people that want to get things moving.
Another weakness that phlegmatic people have is that they're unmotivated. They need people to be behind them, to push them and encourage them to do things.
Right. We learned the word motivated earlier, and we talked about someone who is able to move and get things done or get things accomplished. So someone that's unmotivated, they can't do those things, and they're often indecisive.
Right. Sometimes phlegmatic people can be indecisive. It's very difficult for them to make a decision.
And sometimes they just like to avoid responsibility. They don't want to take responsibility for certain things, and they kind of stay away from things like that. And sometimes they just, well, they take life too easily.
Well, I've been known to be guilty of that too, Vicki. Sometimes when responsibilities come my way, I've been known to ignore them, hoping they would go away. But I'm learning. Well, it's time to go to the chat room and see what Ken and Rachel have for us, and then we'll be back with more of our lesson.
Welcome to the chat room. So, Ken, now that we've learned about all four personality types, which one do you think you are?
Good question. I think I would fall into both melancholic and phlegmatic personality types.
Interesting. You know, my husband is also phlegmatic. He's so easygoing and well-balanced.
Hey, let's talk about that word, well-balanced. There are other ways to use that word, right?
Right. We often hear about a well-balanced meal or a well-balanced diet. A well-balanced meal has a variety of healthy foods. But if I eat cookies, cake, and ice cream for dinner, then I'm eating an unbalanced meal.
So is well-balanced similar to well-rounded?
If you're talking about people, yes. If you're well-rounded, you have a variety of skills and interests. And a well-rounded person is often well-balanced, too.
Well-balanced 可以用来形容人，就是说他身心健全，性格正常的。Well-balanced 也可以形容食物，比如说 a well-balanced diet， 一个均衡的饮食。可是 well-rounded 意思就不太一样。Well-rounded 是指全方面，各方面啊，德智体群美都兼顾的。我们常说我们所受的教育必须是一个 well-rounded education， 就是一个五育健全的教育。I have another question for you, Rachel. It says here that phlegmatic people take life slow and easy. Shouldn't it say that they take life slow and easily?
Good catch, Ken. Grammatically, you're correct. We should use the adverb easily. But the phrase take it easy is very common and acceptable in spoken English.
Do you have any other examples?
Sure. Sometimes people will say drive safe when they should say drive safely. But again, drive safe is common and acceptable in spoken English.
我们知道动词必须要用副词来修饰，所以我们不说 go slow， 应该讲 go slowly。我们不讲 go drive safe， 我们必须要说 drive safely。但是口语的时候呢，往往就没有那么的严格了。像我们常常听到的一句话 ，take it easy。而不是说 take it easily. 所以同样的在这里讲到 take life slow and easy.
And students, we hope you're well-rounded and well-balanced. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
What does the phrase take it easy mean? What does the phrase take it easy mean?Take it easy means to relax. And that's what we want you to do. Take it easy. Relax. Slow down. Rest a while. And enjoy the show.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. Well, it's time now for us to finish this lesson. The section is called Understanding Yourself.
Now, remember, students, as we started this lesson, we were talking about these characteristics, these qualities of our personalities. One great thing about learning about them is we can understand others better and understand ourselves better.
And we'll learn that very soon here in this section that we don't have to stay the way we are. We can make changes. Join us on line 14 and page 14 as we continue.
Who am I? Understanding yourself. Regardless of what category you fall into, your personality is not set in stone.You can cultivate strengths that do not come naturally to you. You can also work on your weaknesses. Once you understand your own personality, you can also start to understand the personalities of others. Learning about the personalities of your friends, family, and coworkers can improve your relationships. As the Litauers say, when we understand each other,and our opposite strengths and weaknesses, we can take advantage of those differences.
Well, as we begin this section, it says, regardless of what category you fall into, your personality is not set in stone. And I like that idea that we may fall into a certain category. In other words, we may be in a certain category, but we don't have to stay there necessarily.
That's right. We may fit into a certain category, but it doesn't matter which category we're in, there's room for change, and that's good news.
Right, and this idea of something being set in stone means it's permanent, but we see here that it's not permanent. We don't have to stay in one category or in one personality type. Maybe we want to make changes, and we can.
Line 15 says, you can cultivate strengths that do not come naturally to you, and you can also work on your weaknesses, and that's good news. When I think of the word cultivate, I think of a garden, and that's what you do. You cultivate your garden, you help things grow, you take out the bad things, and you give good things to the plants and the flowers.
You can cultivate a relationship. You can cultivate certain things in your own lives. It simply means to improve or develop something. And often we think about usually through study or through knowledge of some kind, education. So we can learn more about these things and we can improve ourselves as we learn.
Well, we've been talking all along about how each of these personalities has strengths and weaknesses. And it's important to know your strengths.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can cultivate them. You can help them to grow and become stronger.
You know, I think a lot of times when we're younger, we don't even know what those are, what our strengths are. I know when I was younger or when I talk to people who are younger, you might ask them the question, well, what are your strengths or your weaknesses? And they often just don't know what to say to you because they don't really know how to identify them. But once we identify a strength, we are able to build that and to cultivate it so we can make it better.
That's a good point, Vicki. Also, once we identify our weaknesses, we can work on those as well. They're like weeds in the garden, and we have to cultivate that as well. Pull those weeds out, work on those weaknesses, and you can become a better person.
As we move on into the next paragraph, it says here that once you understand your own personality, you can begin to understand the personalities of others. So you can begin to understand perhaps why someone behaves the way they do. And you can understand that maybe they don't want to always behave that way. It might help you in your relationship.
Absolutely. It'll save you a lot of frustration when you ask yourself, why did that person do that? He always does that, or she always does that, and it makes me angry. Well, after having studied personalities, maybe you'll have a little insight as to why they do those things.
So it says here, learning about the personalities of your friends, family, and coworkers can improve your relationships. And that's what it's all about. We want to improve our relationships. We want to have good relationships with others, but often we don't simply because we don't understand each other.
Right. Once you understand yourself better, once you understand others better, you are more prone or you're more willing to forgive and you're more accepting.
And the Litowers, it says here, actually say that when we understand each other and our opposite strengths and weaknesses, we can take advantage, actually, of those differences. So sometimes we're in a relationship with another person, and we can take advantage of that person's strengths instead of relying only on our own strengths.
Right. If you know a person is choleric, giving them a job to do, for example, might be a great thing for them because choleric people like to take charge.
And I think as we work together, we'll learn that together we are stronger than we are alone. Well, students, we hope this lesson has helped you, and we hope it will help you in your relationships. Right now, it's time for us to review our lesson.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, the next order of business is we need to plan for next week's party that celebrates our company's anniversary.
Oh, a party. Well, that'll be fun.
No, I hate parties. You have to meet lots of new people and be friendly.
Well, that's true, too. Parties can be difficult for some people.
Yeah.
Party? Oh, did I hear party? Hi, everyone. I love parties.
Sandy, thank you for finally joining us.
Oh, no problem. I'm so glad I could come. I missed you.
We were just discussing next week's anniversary party and who is going to do what.
Oh, good. Yeah.
So, let's discuss this. I think first up is entertainment.
Oh!
I think Molly, you will do the entertainment.
Me?
Yes.
I can't do entertainment. I'm not good at that. Oh, no.
Well, I know a good joke. Maybe I could. You see, there was this little old lady.
Stop.
All right, Molly will do the entertainment. Now we'll move on to food. You know what? I'll just do food. I know this great restaurant, all right? And drinks, I'll do that. And you know what? I'll just plan the whole party. If you want something done right, you gotta do it yourself. Well, except for the entertainment, right?
Molly, I'll help you with the entertainment. Don't cry.
This might be a good time for that joke I was going to tell you. You see, there's this old lady, and she's going to cross the street.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle. 今天第一个重点，我们看 indecisive 这个形容词。Indecisive 是 decisive 有决断力的这个形容词的反义字，所以 indecisive 是指优柔寡断的，或者是犹豫不决的。例如 ,Molly is very indecisive because she depends on her parents too much. Molly 因为太依赖父母亲，所以非常的优柔寡断。Indecisive 也指尚未决定的，或者是还不明确的。例如 ,an indecisive battle 是指尚未分出胜负的战争。继续我们看的是 set in stone 这个形容词。set in stone 也可以说成 carved in stone。原来的意思是指刻在石头上的，延伸出来的意思是指已经固定的，或者是已经不能更改的。例如 ,Our itinerary is set in stone. We still have to pay for everything even if we don't go. 我们的旅游行程已经不能更改了，即使我们不去，一样要支付所有的费用。最后我们看的是 cultivate 这个动词。cultivate 本来有耕种的意思。但在这里 ,cultivate 是指培养、磨练或者是发展出某种态度、能力或关系。例如 ,it's not easy to cultivate good working habits. 如果要养成好的工作习惯并不容易。或者是 ,he has spent a lot of effort to cultivate his artistic sense. 他非常努力培养自己对艺术的鉴赏力。And you should spend time to cultivate your English.Let's go to the word bank.
Easy going. Tom's brother doesn't get stressed at all. He's an easy going guy. Indecisive. Julie and I are both so indecisive. We can never decide where to eat dinner. Fall into something.I fall into two categories. I have a choleric personality, but I also have many melancholic qualities. Set in stone. Our agreement is not yet set in stone. We can still change our minds. Cultivate. It takes a lot of effort and care to cultivate a new friendship.
Phlegmatic. Most people get along well with phlegmatic people because they are relaxed, peaceful, and easygoing. They are usually patient and lead well-balanced lives. They rarely get upset and they can easily calm others down. Phlegmatic people take life slow and easy. They are almost never in a hurry.But this can be a weakness as well as a strength. Phlegmatic people can be unmotivated and indecisive. They sometimes avoid responsibility and take life too easily. Understanding yourself. Regardless of what category you fall into, your personality is not set in stone. You can cultivate strengths.That do not come naturally to you. You can also work on your weaknesses. Once you understand your own personality, you can also start to understand the personalities of others. Learning about the personalities of your friends, family, and coworkers can improve your relationships. As the Litauers say, when we understand each other and our opposite strengths and weaknesses,We can take advantage of those differences.
Well, students, we've taken a look now at the four different personalities. What type are you? Well, you can take a look at page 15 and find out what category you fall into.
We want to encourage you to read each characteristic and put a check mark next to the one that applies to you. When you're done, add up all the check marks. The category with the most probably describes your personality.
Have a little fun with this and share it with a friend or a family member. Who knows? It might be fun for all of you. Well, join us next time for a new lesson. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye, friends.